still slice up peaches or apples and let the parts dry?
No, they don't do that now. But I have a friend who tell me week before last, she just thought she... We used to pick our peaches, and we didn't peel them. We washed the sand off of them, and we cut them. We just cut them in slices or cut them in halves, and we would put, well, it's this stuff that you make cotton sacks out of. I can't tell. We would put that on top of the house, and we would shred our peaches out there and let them dry on top of the house. And a lady told me, lives over close to Grand Prairie. She decided she'd put up some peaches that way. And she said it began to come a little shower, and she just brought them in and turned the oven down low and finished drying them in the oven. And then after it cleared off again, she put them back on the housetop and let them stay for all day that day while the sun was so hot. She said that was the best peaches we shared. They were dried, you know, dried peaches. You know, you get about 10 or 12 dried peaches like that for a dollar or something. But you know they're that expensive? Go down to the stores and just look where they've got the dried peaches and apricots. And you can't hardly buy dried apples anymore.
Just about any kind of food's out of sight nowadays.
Yeah. So? I guess if you buy a little package of plums, dried plums, to make a plum pie, a cobbler, I guess it costs you down a quarter, $2 to buy the stuff beside to what for the plums.
Well, another thing that
apricots
that's just unbelievably expensive to me seems like is different kinds of nuts.
Oh yeah, why we used to just have peanuts is. And pretty reasonable. And pecans, oh, we used to have a lot of pecans. But I don't think I'm going to have very many pecans this year. But I've got a friend that's got an orchard, and she's going to have a lot of pecans.
Well, you know, when you were talking about different vegetables, tomatoes and all that, do y'all have the small variety of tomatoes that get much bigger than that?
We used to have. A lady brought us some in the little bell something tomatoes. They are just as sweet as they can be. And they grow just about as big as a radish. Well, I can't think about what name you call.
Have you ever heard people call them Tommy Toes?
Tomatoes?
Tommy Toes.
They have those little yellow tomatoes. They call them pear tomatoes. Little bit of yellow ones. They call them pear tomatoes.
You know, you mentioned corn on the cob a minute ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call that, you know, corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? Have you ever heard them call that any brand of another?
Rosemary.
Yeah. You know when the corn is growing off the stalk?
Yeah.
There's usually something that grows right out the top of the stalk.
That's the thousand.
Now that's different from that stuff that you have to brush off the ears.
Yeah, and whenever that tassel be green, you know, and then you start to getting dead looking, whenever it's dead looking, that rosemary is ready for service.
Do you,